It is that time again. Kayak Fishing Radio, Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Landing Crew Wheeler. And I'd like to thank everyone for coming out and listening. If you decide to call in, please do. The phone number is 714-816-4727. Or if you have Skype, you can Skype to Skype and save you a buttload. If you don't want to use your minutes. All right, folks. Again, my name is Mark Delaney Crew Wheeler. I have on the line with me, I'm already memorized his number, Greg the Hammerhead Crisp. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. How you doing, Mark?
Doing good, doing good. How was your weekend, man?
My weekend was sort of a mixed bag of feelings for me. I went out, caught some stripers, had a real
nice.
Good morning at that. That morning I got caught in two thunderstorms, though, out on the water, so survived them. Didn't stick around for the third. And then took my whole family out on the kayaks that afternoon. And we're just playing around in the lake. Wasn't allowed to bring any fishing rods or anything. And lost my camera.
Oh, no.
So, you know, real good morning fishing followed up by a lot of payback.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
So, but, oh, well, you know, got some good fish and had a good time.
Definitely. I mean, you got out and did some fishing, took the family out. I call that a successful weekend, except for the camera losing thing.
Yeah, exactly. So.
All right. Cool, man. Cool. Well, the plan for this week was for the garbage fish fishing team to come on, but due to some time problems, we couldn't get them on this week, so hopefully next week, folks, we'll get them on. So we're going to talk about something that's affecting me more than, I guess, some people right now, is the heat. Some people are going, you know, what about the heat? Well, folks, if you haven't noticed, it's been pretty much in the upper 90s all last week and into this week. And I, you know, I work out in the sun all day long, you know, and you know, with my EMT background and spending some time in foreign countries where there is no water to speak of, except for some spots, I pretty much know a lot of about heat. Greg, how warm is it up there, man?
Well, you know, we were complaining about it last week when it was getting up in the high 90s, and actually saw 100 on my truck when I got in it a couple of nights.
Yeah.
So that's pretty hot for us up here. We're just not used to it. Now, I used to live in Phoenix, and, you know, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
You know, it was 100 in February.
Right.
Some years, so. But yeah, it's you gotta take care of yourself. So.
Yeah. You know, and I had to stop fishing the one day, because I had a guy who was fishing on the pier, not on a kayak, and he's doing the biggest faux pas in my eyes. You know, it was really warm, no wind to speak of, so you're baking up there, and he decided he was gonna have some adult libations, you know. And trust me, folks, I'm not, you know, saying don't have a good time, don't have one or two, but just like anything else, you know, in moderation. And he ended up dropping out, and it was pretty gnarly. So bad deal with that one. So But yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about, you know, fishing in the heat, kayaking in the heat, and you know, how to stay safe while doing it. We've actually got a new caller. Area code 757, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Lozier, dude. What's going on?
Hello. What's going on, man? Everyone, it's Mark Lozier. What's going on, brother?
Not much. Just got home winding down from a day at work. What are you guys doing?
Well, doing about the same, man. I'm actually enjoying my adult libation before I go to bed for another 12-hour day.
Gotcha. I do 10, so I hear you.
Yeah.
We talk about the heat. We work in it, so we might as well fish in it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm gonna start things off by saying, folks, if you live in AC and you don't want to leave the AC, fish at night during the summer. I can definitely feel a difference personally myself. You know, when I've been in the work truck and pull up to the work site, get out of the truck. By the time I get to start climbing steel, I'm soaked. But when I keep the windows open and let some of that heat stay in, and then get out, I'm usually not that bad right off the bat. But eventually, yes, I do.
Climatize.
Yes, climatize. Climatization is key. You guys feel the same way? You know, are you going to sit there in the AC and then try to go paddle 10 miles? Or, you know, a little acclimatization goes a long way.
Yeah, well, my AC doesn't work in my truck, so I don't have that beauty anyway. So.
Right.
I get to the ramp already hot, so I'm good to go.
There you go, man. There you go. Yeah, I mean, these past couple of weeks, man, have been killer. I mean.
Yeah, it has.
115, 120 heat index, you know, that'll suck a lot of energy out of you real fast, along with the needed water and electrolytes. But more on that in a little bit. And actually, folks, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, for down in Virginia Beach, Virginia, North Carolina area, Hampton Roads region, there we go, Tidewater area, we're looking at 100 degrees before the heat index. All right, so folks, you definitely want to listen in and take notes on this stuff. I did pull a bunch of stuff off of WebMD, you know, and other websites like that, so I'm not just going shooting from the hip. All right. But let's get to the people in the chat room, shall we? We have, of course, you hear him, you love him, Hammerhead, Greg Crisp, along with Juan Volut. I got it right, Juan. From Kayak Fish PA, welcome. Mr. Lozier is also in the chat room chatting it up, along with talking to me. We have the angling addict, Rob Choi. Also, Chip the Tree Hugger, the original Gibson, and Mr. LGB. What's going on, guys? Chatted up in there, and we'll see what happens. But let's start with preparation. You know, you look at the weather, you're going to see it's going to be blowing out of maybe less than 5 miles an hour. So you think, great. And then you see that little number on the side that says like 98 degrees, right? No clouds. So you see that. Sorry, folks, if I kind of like zone out for a second, because I'm trying to read a long post in the chat room. Trying to keep things up to date. So, you know, you see that and you go, oh, I'll be fine. And that night, you party it up. All right. You go out. Now, this is the worst case scenario. Right. And you have fun. You know, you enjoy some libations and stuff like that. And, you know, you get up that morning and you haven't drank any water. You know, you might have sucked down a Gatorade, but you're drinking coffee and sodas. You know, you get to the boat ramp, you get out in the water. It's cool. You know, it's not too hot yet. And you're fishing, you're paddling around, feeling any worse for the wear. And then, I'm going to say maybe 1 o'clock hits you. And that's usually when it gets hot, really hot, 1, 2 o'clock. is the beginning of the what I call Mr. Miserable. And you're decent ways from the boat ramp. You've ran out of water and drinks, if you brought water. And you are starting to feel weird. You're not feeling right. You're not paddling as well. Folks, these are the signs of you about ready to go in a very, very, very bad place if you're not already there. So, you know, that's your heat exhaustion, your heat strokes, things like that. And they are very, very successful. If someone can fill that in for me, you know what I mean.
Easy for you to say.
Yes, thank you. You know, these are the times when, you know, you're going to be at your worst for wear. So let's talk about preparation, okay? If you're going to go out, and this is my opinion and my pointers to you folks, take them as they are, but understand, you know, as an EMT, as, you know, someone who's dealt with this stuff before, I see this a lot this time of year, especially because I live in, you know, I work as a volunteer EMT for Virginia Beach. Folks, I deal with, you know, people out on the beach, partying up, having a good time, but they're not drinking any water or Gatorade or stuff like that. And, you know, I get to them and they're, I don't feel so hot. They're not sweating. You know, they're really, you know, pale skin and their heart's racing. It's like, oh, you're in bad shape, buddy. Let's get you to the hospital, you know. And there's some irreparable damage that comes with that. So, you know, first things first, if you look at the weather and you see that it's going to be insanely hot and you know, you want to fish during the day because that's the only time you have, fish in the morning or in the evening, you know, early morning or sunset. You try to cut down on the heat factor, okay? Now, this is not the time for you to go out and party it up until 2 in the morning. Granted, if you can do that all you want, you know, but if I'm going to be out paddling for the, you know, all day long, fishing, you know, pretty hard, I'm not going to do it. What I am going to do is enjoy a couple of cold glasses of water. And folks, I'm all about the those Mios. You can buy them in your drinking aisle usually. It may be by Kraft. These are little containers that hold flavoring for your water. I can't drink water straight up, folks, personally. Shoot a little bit of that, you know, in a bottle of water. You can suck that down, no problem. You have no calories, no problem for all of us that are looking about it, you know, worried about our girlish figures. You know, and it's a way of getting your hydration in. So you've hydrated that night, that morning. You wake up. Granted, I can't live without my coffee, folks. Sorry, between when I don't have my coffee, Mr. Jekyll, you know, or Mr. Hyde, I guess it is, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, whatever. Anyway, you know, I'm one guy. I have my coffee. I'm another. So I gotta have my coffee. Granted, it's not that bad. You know, is it gonna hurt me? One or two cups? No. You know, and of course, I pack a cooler full of drinks. Tips on that. Take those 2-liter bottles of soda that, you know, you suck down, fill them up with, you know, good water and freeze them, and then use them as your ice, you know, to keep everything cold in your cooler. Then when you need to, you know, you run out of, you know, drinks, now you have defrosted cold water to suck on to keep yourself hydrated in those hot hours. You know, a little tip. You know, keep drinking waters, keep drinking Gatorades, you know, but in the Gatorades and the Powerades and stuff like that, all in moderation, yeah. You know, definitely, you know, that stuff in moderation because it's high in salt. Granted, I usually drink 2 or 3 big waters before I drink a Gatorade, and I drink 1 Gatorade and suck down the rest. Or you can mix them. Mix the Gatorade in the water, you know, stuff like that. All right. So, Mark, you know, what do you do, man? What do you prepare for? What do you do during the day to, you know, keep yourself safe?
Well, you're totally right about the night before thing. I still, from 20 years ago in the Marine Corps, the night before is the most important thing. So a lot of water the night before, helps you the most. But the water you're putting in during the day is just kind of replenishing what you burnt then. But if you're not hydrated enough when you start, then you've already put one foot in the grave, so to speak. And then I do the same thing you do. I freeze a bunch of bottles of water. I am a coffee drinker also, but I have my one cup in the morning. I do bring a sweet tea for when I get back to the ramp to have. But other than that, water, water, water. I don't even do the Gatorade thing either. I kind of stick straight with the water.
Yeah.
But dress cool. I'll tell you, there's a note of something that I just recently purchased with some Columbia Barrel Roll shirts, the Omni Shade.
Yo, yeah.
And I got off the water the other day, and everybody around me was, backs were all sweaty and wet, and I was dry as a bone. So dressing properly, too. Thin layers, keep the sun off of you, a big hat, something to keep the shade off your head. Don't be out there bald, no hat on your head. So that heat, that'll heat you up, too. So try to keep the sun off of you as much as you can. But dressing properly is another thing that you got to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
No cotton, nothing heavy, no cotton, nothing like that. It's going to get wet. And it gets hot and wet, it's not good either. So it starts to heat up, too, the water in the shirt.
Yeah. Oh, that is the worst feeling, man. All soaky and wet and like you just dipped in water. So, Greg, what about you, man?
Well, I do most of the same things you guys just talked about. Freeze a bunch of water bottles the night before. Start the hydration the night before. I'm pretty hooked on coffee, but most days, like last Saturday, I went out. I was expecting the temperature to hit 100 degrees out on the water, and the heat index would have been probably up closer to 110. So I even though I left at 2:30 in the morning, I even skipped a cup of coffee in the morning, knowing what sort of conditions.
Right.
Those conditions never appeared. I ended up back at the ramp with a cooler full of water bottles, but I was prepared.
And just like we always say, better safe than sorry. You know what I mean?
Exactly. The one thing I do, I guess, a little differently than you guys. I'll normally split my cooler. I almost never do the full strength Gatorades or Powerades. I use the G2s especially. They have a lot less calories, a lot less sugar. I drink Gatorade and I get instant sugar shock.
Yeah.
And then with my water, what I'll do is I'll take a water bottle and I'll just add a small pinch of like kosher or sea salt to it, just to give it a little bit of the minerals and electrolytes and stuff.
Right.
That your body needs, because you can, you drink too much water, you can wash all that stuff right out of your body. So for, when I do plan on going through a gallon of water, in a day or, in 4 hours of fishing, I just put a little bit of salt, you can't even taste it, and it helps your body hold on to that water a little bit longer.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think that exact term is, there it is, hyponatremia is the actual technical term for basically you flush all the salts, all the electrolytes, quote-unquote, out of your body, and you have way too much water in you. And that is actually more dangerous, folks, than being dehydrated. It'll hit you faster. It'll hit you harder. And the closest thing I can say, because I actually had a patient last month who had hyponatremia, and it reminded me of someone who was who had a really low blood sugar count. Really altered mental status was bad, really combative, out of it, and eventually started going in and out of consciousness. I mean, folks, this is some nasty stuff. We're talking about, you could potentially, be in Davy Jones's locker. So, let's, it's time to be really safe here. I mean, this is consider this just – I consider this more important this time of year because you get in the set, you know, real lackadaisical about what's, you know, going on, you know, with thing, you know, with everything out there. You know, it's warm. I don't need to worry about it, you know, as winter. You know what I mean? Because wintertime, we know what happens. You fall in, you get cold, you die. Period. Okay? This time of year, you fall in to cool off. All right? But you don't think about, you know, these things we're talking about. So, yeah, I mean, Propel Zero, I think it is. Folks, I spend hours and hours and hours every day sitting on top of a rooftop or on some steel baking in the sun. Or not sitting, but running around most of the time, up and down ladders and stuff like that. I suck down a six-pack of Propel Zeros pretty much every day. But that's in between five or six waters. So it's just enough to keep me going. Enough sodium, enough of the good stuff. Real low in sugar, too, for all the diabetics out there. And that's another thing. If you're a diabetic, don't go out there without any food, please. All right? Criminally. And if you're diabetic, you know what I'm talking about. You know, if you fish with someone who's diabetic, take some candy or a couple of, you know, snack packs with you. You know, make sure that they're keeping their blood sugar up. That's dangerous, folks. You know, really could be a nasty time out there. But if you take the proper precautions, like we're saying, you will be fine. Okay? Now, Mark hit this up a second ago. We're going to hit another little subject here. Clothing. Okay? And, you know, I consider one piece of equipment that I just seem to talk about here and there, not very important. And, you know, in my eyes sometimes, is the PFD. You know, that thing I barely ever talk about, folks, that I don't, you know, say PFD, wear your PFD about a million times. Okay? This is the time of the year where if you have the, you know, Bass Pro Shops heavy duty boat PFD, you're going to suffer. Or you're going to take the thing off, and that's not how it works, folks. You PFDs work by wearing them. Okay? All the PFDs that are meant for kayaks now, especially the fishing kayak ones, are comfortable. They breathe, so you're not sweating your butt off. I was going to say another word, but thank God I didn't. So, you know, PFD is part of the clothing, okay, folks? I can't stress that enough. Wear your PFD, okay? Hats. Folks, I used to have nice, you know, flowing locks of hair. All right. Summertime, with my job, I look like a freaking cue ball, okay? I shaved it all off. Now, if you're white and pasty like I am also, the last thing you want to do is go outside in 100-degree weather, getting the sun beating on your grape, okay? Otherwise, you come home, you went from pasty white to burnt lobster. And those of you that went down to Jacksonville saw this firsthand, okay? You do not want to be, you know, lobster-fied. That is not comfortable. Plus, that, you know, goes on a whole other set of problems. Because remember, folks, sunburn's a burn. It can be classified as, you know, first degree, second degree, third degree. If I ever meet you all sometime, ask me about the sunburns I see sometimes. You know, that's the joy of having a, you know, a high tourism, you know, area right next door. Some things I see, I go, wow. So ask me sometimes, I'll let you know. You know, folks, Columbia, you know, Field and Stream makes them now. The fishing shirts. You know, if you don't like wearing long sleeves, it just bothers you, buy the short sleeves. Wear sunblock. You know, wear the sunblock, folks. Cancer's not fun either. Okay? Wear the sunblock. You know, wear the fishing pants. Columbia makes a great pair. I wear them things all the time. It could be 100 degrees, and I'm comfortable. They're quick. All the shirts and pants are quick drying. They don't feel, you know, they're comfortable. You know, they wick sweat away. Plus, the Columbia ones are those ones with the zippers on them, too. So if you want to, you can, you know, and the bottom halves are bothering you, you can zip them off and take the bottom halves, put them in your crate. You don't have to worry about it. Okay? And also a little tip for everyone. If you're going to wear quick-drying, you know, synthetic clothing, don't wear cotton underwear. It could be very uncomfortable for you. Okay? Trust me on this. Either wear some, you know, whatevers or, you know.
Commando.
Commando. Definitely. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. All right? Trust me, folks. It'll save you a lot of, you'll be more comfortable, trust me.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man, you know that.
No, I just remember from days, I just remember days in the Corps when everybody would pack their bags to go to the field, and you always knew the new guys because they'd pack like 7 pair of cotton underwear to go to the field for a couple of weeks and be like, dude, leave that stuff back. Leave that back in the rear in your locker. You're not going to want to take that with you. And they all wonder why. But it only took one trip in the field, and that was it. They figured it out quick. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
I was up in, I was up in Bridgeport, California, man. And we're humping through the mountains up there. And I ripped my pants from my knee up the seam across the other knee. And boy, I had such a great airflow. Granted, the rest of the guys were, everyone else was kind of,
formation spread out a little, didn't they?
Oh, yes, they did. Yes, they did. But you know what? Hey, I was comfortable.
I got you.
When we started getting in the briars and the sagebrush, it was kind of like, an uncomfortable moment here and there. But, it was all right. It was all right.
Thanks for that image, Mark. Thanks.
Oh, anytime, man. Anytime. You know, that's what it's all about, I'm a goofball, guys. I mean, hey, if you don't hear, oh, come on now. You're going to play. There we go. If you don't hear that in your mind, 5 or 6 times throughout my show, I'm doing something wrong.
There you go.
Sorry, my Labrador's being stupid. He saw the decoys this morning, and he's losing his mind. He thinks he's going duck hunting. Not going duck hunting. Go away. And that's coming up, actually, too. We're going to talk about that in a future show. And footwear. I'm a major none shoe sandal wearing guy when I'm in the kayak. So I actually put sunscreen on my feet. Trust me, folks. You never, ever, 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 ever want to get sunburn on the tops or bottoms of your feet. It's very painful. Take my word for it, everybody. I should tell you the story. I was out, what was it? I guess it was about 5 or 6 years ago. And I was sitting on the Oceanside Pier in Oceanside, California. I had taken my sandals off. I was sitting in my lawn chair. It was kind of, wasn't a hot day, but it was just enough that it, it was comfortable. Nice breeze. Sitting in the lawn chair, kicked up my feet onto the railing. And I fell asleep. I woke up 2 hours later. The bottom of my feet were absolutely sunburned. And the tops of my feet were burned out, too. I have never been so uncomfortable. And it was awful, folks. Absolutely awful. I never want that to ever happen again. So,
I had the same problem fishing on a jetty.
Oh, yeah.
I had to wear the same sandals all weekend because that was the only thing that wouldn't sit on the sunburn, because after fishing on that jetty all day, you're right, that was pretty painful.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't realize how much you use your feet.
Yeah, definitely.
I told,
Yeah, try putting them in work boots on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I don't even want to think about it, man. Because,
a pair of steel toes.
Oh, yeah. I wear my boots now, man. And I'm sitting on some of these roofs with the white rubber roofs or even on the steel. That steel starts heating up around 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, man. I can feel the radiating heat through the steel toe and through the, bottoms of my feet. Oh, God. That's why I stay busy. So I'm moving and not baking my feet, 350 degrees for 20 minutes. you know. In the chat room, LGB posted, some of those fishing pants have underwear sewn into them, like swim trunks.
Yep. Yeah, I have a couple pairs of them that I got from Bass Pro Shops this spring.
Okay.
Really like them. In fact, use them for swim trunks instead of buying a second pair. Just take the legs off and, you know, made for great vacation pants.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Comfy pants, man.
Yeah. Actually, really nice feature.
Yeah, I wear my my fishing pants for Thanksgiving, man. So they got the elastic band and the adjustable belt.
Yeah.
And then if I really need to make more room, I just take off the bottom halves. So now I've got my, you know, my cankles to take over the food consumption. So, yeah, you know, I wore board shorts. Folks, if you're going to wear board shorts or shorts, make sure you don't think about it, because when you're standing up or when you're sitting down, you don't really see it. But that nice, soft, fleshy spot right on the inside of your thigh from your knee to about mid-thigh, when you're paddling and sitting in a kayak, your shorts tend to ride up a little bit, okay? You don't realize it until you get out of the kayak when you're done for the day that, ooh, I should have put sunscreen on my thighs, because now you've got... And if you're a big guy like I am, or even Greg, he can attest to this. When you sunburn that, you don't notice how many times your thighs rub together in that area right above your knees until you get a sunburn there. And now you are suffering. Every time you move, every time you switch positions in bed, it's like, oh my God, make the pain stop.
Yeah. So. On my vacation this month, earlier this month, that's where my wife got her sunburn, the day we went out in the kayaks.
I guess no one in the household was very happy after that, huh?
No.
That water is a good magnet for the sun, too, and you're right on top of it, so it definitely will pull the rays.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in all honesty, if you plan it out right, you know, you can go to like Dick's or any of your bigger box stores and find, you know, good, lightweight, quick drying clothing for, you know, you spend $50, and that's including like a big floppy hat. I don't know how many times I've gone out fishing with my what my buddies call the grandmother hat, you know, the gardener's hat, you know, the big floppy gardening hat, you know. I am not ashamed to wear a big floppy gardening hat, you know, especially if it's pink and has purple flowers on it. I mean, that fits my personality, you know. And so, yeah, don't be afraid to look. If you look goofy out there, but you're cool, you're dry, you know, and you're fishing, gosh darn it, good on you. I mean, you know, granted, I'm going to razz you a little bit as I'm sweating my butt off, but... Yeah, good on you. All right, so we've talked about hydration plus some food consumption and clothing. You guys have anything to add about trying to stay cool or staying safe out there this time of year with the heat?
I think you covered pretty much. Everybody just got to pay attention and definitely try to pick and choose the times you go. Don't be out there at high noon unless you desperately can only get out there at high noon. But I try to get on and off the water. When I book trips with clients, the same thing. You hear them kind of hem and haw because I'm like, well, I want to launch around 6. And they kind of, they believe me, you'll want to be, because by the time we get back around 10, you'll understand why it's already getting hot. So,
oh, yeah.
If the tides permit and everything's right, yeah, I try to go as early as possible and get back off the water 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at the latest. So, or go, like you said earlier, go later in the day. But actually, the hottest part of the day is, you know, from 3 to 4 o'clock in that area, too. So, a little later too. Don't go too early, late, so to speak. So yeah, get out there. Not everybody likes to fish at night, so you got to make sure you give yourself enough time to get back before the sun sets. But pick and choose your times to go. The fish will wait for you. It's not worth it. There's no fish out there worth dehydration, heat exhaustion, or death. So
exactly. And actually, I just thought about something, because you mentioned the, you know, late at night or in the afternoon. For our Florida listeners, or those who realize that in summertime, we have those popcorn thunderstorms that just seem to pop up out of the middle of nowhere. Folks, that cell phone and someone watching that radar every 30 minutes, like my wife does, she's a worrywart. Folks, that could be your saving grace sometimes. I was out, man, that would be 2 years ago. I was out on the Lynnhaven Inlet fishing for Red Drum, and I heard a rumble behind me, and I was a good maybe 2 miles from the boat ramp. I turn around, and, you know, here comes, you know, the dark thunderclouds, lightning all through them. I have never been so scared with lightning hitting, you know, 50 yards away from me on the water as I'm trying to paddle back in the headwind, getting drenched, you know. That is not fun. And if I would have had would have answered my cell phone, because my wife was calling me at the time, trying to warn me, hey, there's a storm coming, dummy, you know, get off the water or get somewhere safe, I would have saved me a lot of grief. You know.
Another good option to that is I always have a VHF radio, and you can have it set up to weather alerts that would come on for your area, so you don't have to grab anything. You don't have to answer a phone. That radio will instantly go when there's a weather alert, or you can just keep it on the weather scan channel and keep that on the kayak. I keep it obviously for safety reasons all around. If I need help, I can get on the VHF radio, but it also has the weather alert on there. So it'll, when there's a breaking alert for a storm or something, when they issue it, it'll come right over. No matter what channel you're on, if you're on 1672, it'll break over and let you know that there's a severe storm in your area.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, with the new Wayne B. Dying Cool Guy cell phones out there, folks, you know, you can get WeatherBug, the Weather Channel, things like that. You know, those will let you know, you know, if there's anything coming in. Speaking about weather, folks, if you haven't seen this website yet, you've got to check it out. That's scoutlookweather.com. Folks,
yeah.
I don't use NOAA anymore. I only use NOAA for, like, certain things. But when it comes down to finding out what my tide, barometric pressure, anything I need to know about the next day or the day I'm going out fishing, I use Scout Look Weather. Chad Hoover got me hooked on that website. And it's not just for, you know, knowing the weather. It has fishing, you know, specific, you know, stuff. If you're a hunter, they have a scent cone wind map, folks, and hourly they can pinpoint which way the wind's going in a scent cone. So you can actually pinpoint your location. Let's say you're planning a hunt in Kansas, right? Anyone who's ever been in Kansas out there knows that it blows constantly, you know? And you know you're going to be sitting in one tree stand. You want to see the next day what the wind's going to be doing. You click on that sucker, and it actually gives you the wind cone, and you can see it shift in, and you know, hey, in the morning, I might not want to sit in that tree stand. I might want to sit in the other one, you know, in this other gully, because the wind will be perfect there. And gosh darn it, if it isn't right every time. I've used Fish Weather, and Fish Weather's great. You know, I've used a bunch of other websites, but when it comes down to pinpointing wind, pinpointing temperatures, tides, barometric pressures, and, you know, rain, and possible rain, they've been 99.9% dead on every time.
Yeah, it's a good set. I use it, too, because you can also set up your own areas, too. So you can go in and have your own favorite, so to speak. So if you're going to go someplace else, you can click it, and you don't have to try to look for your – you can set up your common fishing grounds, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So it's a good set. You're definitely right about that, yeah.
So definitely check that out, folks, scoutlookweather.com. They're coming out with a mobile app, too, so those of us with the Wimby Dine Cool Guy phones – definitely want to check that out. Let's see here. But those popcorn storms, okay? Granted, folks, they only last maybe 15, 20 minutes. But that was 15 or 20 minutes. It is rough. Really, really rough. And let's see here. I've been doing that. I haven't been paying attention to my switchboard. And we have area code 804. You are on the air.
What's going on, man? It's Rob Troy.
What's going on, Robbie?
Hey. Hey, what's up, Mark? What's going on, brother? Hey, yeah. I posted up on the chat room for a second, but I decided to just call in. Man, I ran into one of those dorms this Saturday, and it was like, I mean, I watched the horizons, you know, and I have one of those cool guy phones with all the radar stuff all pre-programmed and everything on. All I got is hit buttons. I usually have my VHF, but I didn't have it on me this time. But, dude, there was like 12 other bullets all of a sudden. It wasn't just me. It just popped out of nowhere. It was like one of those 60-plus mile-an-hour, like, lightning everywhere, insane rain, and it's, I think it's just something that's going to happen, and you got to be careful about it, I guess. And the thing about where I was 3 miles out at the first island, so there wasn't any place close by I can really, you know, just go to. So,
and that's scary, man. I was caught out of a storm out there last year, and folks, that's a scary instance. You try to figure out which way the wind's blowing, and you try to get around that island to the other side, because that's where you're going to be out of the wind the most. Or you just suck it up.
I was already on the way back, and I was probably, I don't know, I probably could have turned back, but I decided to just push forward and develop what seemed kind of like a newbie. I couldn't really tell, but he didn't really seem entirely like he knew what he was doing, and he tried to anchor while it was crazy like that, and he ended up flipping and lost all his stuff. And it was kind of scary for me because I couldn't, and he was just a little bit behind me. And because the wind was so crazy and everything was going wild, I decided that I probably shouldn't go after him because I'll probably end up screwing myself. And
right.
In moments like that, I think it's better just to make sure you're okay before you try to help somebody else. So,
right.
But I mean, I was going to call as soon as I had a chance. I couldn't even, like, the wind was so bad, if I let go of one hand of the paddle, it would have hit me or flown away. It was so intense.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I wrote up a pretty decent story about it on my blog if you're actually interested in it or not, but it's definitely something to watch out for in the summertime and the heat because them storms just pop up out of nowhere. So, know your recovery if you're going to be fishing in deep water, that's for sure. Know how to get back in. Because that guy would have been easily screwed if he didn't know how to get back in, or if he had lost his paddle and didn't have a spare. Yeah, I mean there was a boat that eventually came and picked him up, and it made me feel a lot better.
Good.
But if he hadn't been able to paddle back towards the bridge, he would have been way out in the bay, and who knows?
Right. Was he at least wearing his PFD?
He was. Yes, he was.
Good. Yeah, well, that,
I mean, for situations like that, for us guys that work the bridge way out, I mean, just tuck yourself behind a piling and let the wind pass by you. It's still going to be intense, but it won't be blowing you quite as bad. You know, you can tuck yourself right behind one of the big-ass pilings, and you'll be all right. That's what he was doing for a while. I think, like I said, he tried to anchor just to say he could stay in place, so he'd paddle to stay behind the piling.
Right.
Yeah, he would have been a lot better, but. I'm glad it all worked out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and folks, if you're in situations like that, you know, that's why you should never go out fishing alone. Granted, many of us that with some experience, you know, we get cocky and we're like, I'll be all right. And then, you know, things like this happen. And, you know, luckily Rob's been out there many, many times and knows how to handle situations like that.
I also did have people that knew where I was going to be at what time, and you have your wife was checking on him. I had Kevin checking, and he knew I was going to be out there and when to expect me and stuff like that. So I definitely have a spotter, like you said, if you do have to go out by yourself.
Float plan. Float plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to say that a little faster than I just did, and it'll come out really weird. I put a float plan out every time I go out. You know, even if I go to the pier, I give my wife a float plan. You know, an itinerary. I should be home here. 9 out of 10, it's about 3 hours later after I say it, but, you know, what you going to do?
For me, it's easy. I'll just call a buddy, and it turns out if he comes with me, then I got a partner. And if he doesn't come with me, then he knows what I'm going to be doing, you know?
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So if you get stuck, folks, and you can't, you know, and you can find a place to hide, definitely do that. If you're in a hybrid kayak, let's say you're fishing on a lake, in the hybrid kayaks, your commanders, your natives, boats like that, you've got a little teepee kind of thing going on, little piece of cover. Feel free to remove everything out of there, flip that thing over, and get underneath there, especially with lightning. You know, get as low as possible to the ground when there's crazy lightning going on. Don't want to get, you know, don't want to fry, because then you just kind of smell weird. So, you know, safety. You know, can't stress that enough, folks. I mean, we did a whole show, what was it, about a month back, month and a half back, all on safety. You know, wearing your PFD, float plans, things like that. Definitely check it out, along with, you know, listening to this one, have your friends listen in, things like that. You know what? I don't know if there's much else, you know. Granted, I'm probably missing something huge if someone's going to, you know, send me an email. Hey, you forgot about this. And we'll definitely hit that up later. You guys have anything else that you can think of? You know, stay safe in this time of the year?
I think we covered everything pretty well. I mean, a lot of it's common sense, too. That's the biggest thing out there is common sense.
The only thing I would add is, you know, stay within your limits. You know, know what you can and can't do. Know that, you know how to get back in your kayak. You know, if you've never paddled in rips or current, you know, start small. Go out and practice, you know, with friends without all your gear, and make sure you can handle what you're getting into before you throw, you know, 50, 60 pounds of gear on your kayak as well.
Right.
You know, it's go out there and practice some.
Well put, for sure.
Yeah. And I've said this before, folks, and I tell people that I fish with that, you know, ask me, I've actually gone on the ramp, folks, and had that little voice in the back of my head go, hey, this might not be a good idea. You know, and I go, yeah, it's not a good idea. I'm looking out there on the water, and it's just nasty. Or there's just something about that day. You know, I looked at the radar before I left, and I saw some storms popping up, but they didn't look half big, but I knew they would be getting big, and they're heading my way. That little voice going, I want to go out through me, you know, kind of situation hits me. And listen to that little inner voice. That's called self-preservation, you know. And knowing what happens, and, you know, that's definitely what you're going to need to, you know. I've been paddling for 8 years, folks. If that little voice still rings in my head, hey, I want to go out, dude, it's just something not right about today. Most likely I'm not going out. Or if I do, I'm not going far. You know what I mean? I'm staying close to where I can quickly paddle to the shoreline, get out, and, you know, tuck tail. So know your limitations. You know what you can and can't do. Give you guys a little story. I did, what was it 3 years ago, a 10-mile paddle for Miles for Smiles or Paddles for Smiles. And I hadn't been in a kayak at that point for about 8 or 9 months. Didn't have a kayak at the time to paddle out here with. And got in a guy's kayak, never been in this kayak before, and I paddled those 10 miles. Took me about 3-4 hours. When I got done, I thought I was going to die. Before I got in the dang thing, I paddled 10 miles before, no problem. Back when I lived in San Diego. Now I'm in the East Coast and I'm paddling. And folks, that was brutal. You know, I should have listened to my inner voice going, that's pretty far, dude. I wouldn't go that far, man. You know what I mean? So, all right. I think we've covered everything. The little inner voice. There's another name for it, but I don't think I should say it. Let's go around and see what everyone's doing this weekend. Let's go with Mark. You're first up. What's up? What are you doing this weekend, man?
Yeah. Definitely going to fish. Haven't decided where yet or what exactly we're doing, but we're definitely going to hit the water. Didn't go last weekend, so we're due for a trip this weekend.
Cool, man.
Like I said, probably go both days, Saturday and Sunday. So
We got a club challenge coming up in a couple of weeks here, and so we need to start scouting for some fish for that. TKA tournament's not far away from that either, so.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely. Everyone, you know, go ahead, Mark. You know, push the TKA tournament, man.
If nobody's familiar with the TKA, which will be our 7th annual tournament here in Virginia Beach area, we raise money for two organizations, HAL and Project Healing Waters. It's a saltwater tournament, obviously. Now we do have a bass division in it too. So it started out as salt, but we have fresh and salt in it. Great prizes every division. Once again this year, winners will have a kayak being given away, so it's definitely worth the money to get in just for that and the prizes that go along with it. So we have a ladies division, children's division, so it's a great time. We've had over 200 anglers in this event for the last 3 years at least, so hopefully we'll have the same, if not more, this year. So like I said, all the money goes to a great cause.
And we just need really good weather.
It's a great time. It really is. Just the camaraderie itself. And then, you know, even if you're stingy about your money, I mean, there's so many raffles, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's a really great time. Good
people. Yeah. What was that guy 2 years ago? He walked away with, like, 6 new rods and more gear than I've ever seen because he spent, you know, $100 on raffle tickets. You know, and everyone I talked to after that.
Rob sat at our table last year. He got up and down quite a few times.
He was a hat king, too.
He wanted
my hats. Yeah, I got a gift certificate for another hat. It was wild.
Now, there's definitely a lot of stuff to give away and great food. I mean, it's all around, like Rob said, the camaraderie. Even if you're not a tournament fisherman, it's to come out, hang out with everybody, get out for the day. You know, it's definitely a good event, definitely worthwhile.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of accommodations. They take care of people, too, at the hotel. And you get to see all the heroes. We take the guys with us fishing, too, which is really a rewarding thing, too. We bring the guys out on the water that day, too. It's not like we just give the money back. We actually fish with the guys. So it's a rewarding day, to say the least.
I actually signed up for that this year. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I missed last year.
Down there.
Yeah, I missed last year's tournament, so I'm definitely in it for this year, man.
Awesome.
Definitely in it.
Awesome.
All right, man. So everyone go to TKAA, that's Tango Kilo Alpha Alpha, .org, and check out that website. And get in the tournament. Come on down to Virginia Beach. It's going to be a beautiful time of the year. In September, I think it is, end of September.
Exactly, yeah. It's the last weekend in September 25th, I believe it is. I think it's the 25th this year.
Somewhere.
You know, it's always a good time of year to be here because, you know, we don't have as many tourists. And you know what? Temperatures are a little you know, cooler, and it's just a beautiful time to be out in the water. But, all right. Thanks, Mark. It was a pleasure. Feel free to call
you.
In any time, man.
Definitely. Well, usually Wednesday night's my poker night, so tonight we didn't have poker, so that's...
There you go, man. You gotta start playing, you know, have the computer on while you're playing
Switch
poker so you can listen up, man. You're going to definitely...
The way I play cards, I'd be better off calling in than playing cards anyway, so probably I'll call in more.
There you go, man. Next week, if I can get these garbage fish guys on, they're a hoot, man. Absolute hoot. Check them out at garbagefish.com. Definitely some cool stuff they have going on there. All right. Next one up is Mr. Hammerhead. What are you doing this weekend, brother?
Oh, still trying to decide. I was thinking about going. I'm definitely going to do two trips this weekend. One of them will be freshwater for sure. But
cool.
I think I may go do two trips for freshwater this weekend. I just got the new turtles in.
They're so cool, aren't they?
I've heard all the hype and, you know, seen them on the videos, and now I got to go see them for myself. And also picked up one of the Larry Dahlberg, the Hunt for Big Fish guy.
Right.
Picked up one of his frogs.
River Destroyer, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
got the cool stuff.
Yeah, that's, that thing looks absolutely amazing. So I think I may do two freshwater trips this weekend because the stripers seem to be taking a break for a little bit till August or so. It really starts picking up here.
Yeah. Will they start migrating?
Yeah, and since we're plugging tournaments, I'll plug the New England Kayak Fishing and Striper Shootout. That's, August 19th through the 21st up in Salem, Massachusetts.
Cool.
Real big striper tournament. They normally limit the entries to 150. I know they're still taking some. But another tournament benefits a lot of good charities, including Casting for Recovery and several others. So,
awesome. That's very cool, man. All right. Thank you, Greg, again. You know, you got to call in more, man. You know, geez, can't get you on here half the time. All right. Now to Mr. Rob Choi. What are you doing this weekend, brother?
I haven't figured it out yet, man. I know my wife is needing to do some family time stuff, so because I spent a pretty good chunk last weekend. I did pretty good last weekend, so I feel like if I skip this weekend, I wouldn't feel so bad.
Right.
But if I do get out, I'll be close to home, so I'll probably hit the James River. I might actually try for some smallies.
Nice.
To go with the catfish, though. So.
Definitely. All right, man. Cool.
What about you, Mark? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend I have to work.
Oh.
Yeah. Where's that? Hang on. There it is. Yeah, boo.
Man.
Well, if I play my cards right, I might be able to do some night fishing after work.
There you go.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. There's still some striper action under the HRBT, so you should be able to find that. And the flounders are still biting pretty good over there, too, so you might be able to get out if you wanted to.
Yeah, I keep on wanting to get out and do some nighttime buzzbait, largemouth, bucket bass, mama cow fishing.
Sure.
You know, and I've got to get on them, man. It's killing me. I drove by Lake Smith, which is just around the corner from my house, y'all, in the middle of the night, and I stopped by there on my way to work the one day. And y'all, if you bass fish or fish long enough and you fish at night, you hear that kabook sound of when a bass hits the surface and sucks down something. And that's all I could hear. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, oh, man. Oh. All I could think about was catching a big old bucket mouth mama bass. At night. I gotta stop. So, all right, folks. That's what's going on here. Hope you enjoyed the show. I know I did. I'd like to thank Mark Lozier, Greg Hammerhead Crisp, and Rob the Angling Addict Choi. You can definitely check out TKAA, you know, and the TKAA tournament at tkaa.org. You can check out Rob Choi's blog at angling-addict.com. And Greg, I can't remember your website. I got to write that down.
That would be yakfish.net.
Yakfish.net. If you want to check out Greg's websites, every last one of these websites is very well done and very informative. Definitely check them out, folks. All right. Now for my shameless plugs. Let's start off with yakangler.com. Hey, folks, if you haven't been to Yak Angler, definitely check it out. Great website, a lot of great info. It's actually, we're considering, I guess it's considered a magazine now. So definitely check it out. We have some great stuff on there. Yak Social is a great place, you know, kind of like a Twitter or Facebook, you know, post up what you're doing or what you might be doing. Great website, definitely check it out, folks. Also, kayakbassfishing.com. If you haven't been to kayak bass fishing and you somewhat fish for largemouth bass, freshwater, anything, or even your saltwater species, definitely check them out. Chad Hoover does an excellent job on that site, and everyone on there is very informative. Definitely check out kayakbassfishing.com. Also check out irishwaterdogs.com. Great, absolutely great clothing line there, folks. Very comfortable stuff, and also hosts of the Irish Water Dogs Invitational Tournament. Folks, if you win the TKA tournament, you are automatically invited to the Irish Water Dogs Invitational. This is big, folks. There's a lot of big stuff given away during this tournament for the Irish Water Dogs Invitational. You definitely check it out. Plus, it's in Jacksonville, Florida. Got to get there. Beautiful place. Love it. What else? YakDaddy.net, home of the slider. Definitely check that out. Use promo code 0854 to receive 10% off your next purchase of the slider or slider accessories. Folks, definitely check out the slider. It's really revolutionized fishing for a lot of people, including myself. So definitely check it out. Am I forgetting anything? I don't know. I'm probably forgetting someone. If I'm forgetting y'all, send me an email, and I will take care of you later. Yeah, I got to give it up for that bombshell turtle. Folks, put in that chat, bombshell turtle. Try it fresh. Try it salt. Try it in the bathtub. I bet you catch some fish. Don't try in the bathtub because I don't think you catch fish in the bathtub unless you like me, but that's a whole other story anyway. All right, folks, and with that little bit of rambling at the end there, I'm going to call it a night. We've been here for an hour. It's time for me to go to bed. It's time for you to go to bed. Get up early. Go fishing. And with that, everyone have a good night. Mark, thank you again. Rob, Greg, thank you for being on. Mr. LGB on the chat room. Have a good night, brother. I'll give you a week of not screwing up your name too bad. And ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful night. Wear your PFD. Take your kids fishing. And tight lines. Get bent, everybody. Talk to you later.
Bye.